Okay, remember that one scene in The Hangover? A man jumps out of the trunk of a car completely naked, and he attacks Bradley Cooper with a crowbar.
Who was that guy? He was so mean!
That guy is Ken Jeong, real-life medical doctor turned actor. He had his own show, Dr. Ken. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. Now, he's gone back to his comic roots doing stand-up. And that Hangover movie offers some priceless material.
By the way, it was my idea to get naked in The Hangover. Did you guys know that? Yep, that's right. My wife said it'll be the feel-good movie of the summer because every guy will go home feeling good about themselves.
Ken Jeong's new Netflix comedy special comes out tomorrow. It was filmed at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, where he got his start. And it's fitting that it's being released on Valentine's Day because his routine is dedicated to his wife, Tran Ho, who is there laughing in the audience. Actually, the name of Ken's comedy special was her idea.
That's my wife's idea to name it, You Complete Me Ho. That was not me.
We should say that's her last name.
Her last
just
name.
So people realize, yeah. The two actually met at a happy hour for doctors.
It's almost like the Lonely Hearts Club, you know, at a Dave and Buster's.
What is it like at a happy hour for doctors? What's the conversation?
Doctor stuff and just kind of like, oh, it's just so hard being single and in L.A., but also being a doctor. We're all just kind of lamenting. And then we're like, oh, wow, we have our misery in common. So want to go out?
Within months, they were engaged. And just as Ken was leaving medicine for Hollywood, well, life happened.
It all happened all at once, good and bad. I quit my day job. I did feel free, like, okay, I could really kind of pursue acting full time and with the support of my wife. And then my wife gets pregnant with twins, and we have, you know, two beautiful girls, Alexa and Zoe. And then my wife... She found a lump while she was breastfeeding. It came back stage 3, triple negative breast cancer.
Which is very serious,
a very aggressive variant of breast cancer. And, you know, everything in our track stopped. And, you know, I credit my wife with being so strong. And I remember right before she started her chemo, she just said, I would not... You know, we have two beautiful girls. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The way I still remember how she just had a calmness about her. That was a calm strength that I don't see in a lot of people.
She's undergoing chemo when you get offered maybe the biggest role of your career is mm-hmm. Leslie Chow in The Hangover. Is that?
Yep. Yep.
What are you both talking about when?
It was my wife and even my mother-in-law telling me to take the role, like, because you're suffering from caregiver burnout. You're because our twins were 1 year old at the time, and I'm lighting the candle on both ends, and I was doing everything I could, you know, or as with the kids, or driving Tran to chemo, or making sure she was okay after she would get weak from the chemo. So
they wanted you to have an outlet.
They wanted me to have an outlet. Tran did say it was like this is a good outlet. Yeah.
Well, we should say. It's so great that she is a survivor and
yes.
is doing so well.
And
was at your show. And I mean,
no, she's cancer free yeah. for you know, over 10 years now. And to be cancer free is of this kind of cancer. It is a medical miracle. It's a miracle.
So why did you decide to go back to stand up?
I asked myself a lot. You know, why did I do it? Because I hadn't done stand up in 10 years. I was nervous as hell. It was literally a year ago that I went back, first time ever, at the Laugh
Factory. What made you nervous? Like, is it the audience aspect of it, which is different from being on the set of a movie, or what?
I wasn't worried so much about the audience. I just wondered if I had anything to say. And it takes, really, if you get really perfectionistic about, which I am, it can take 10 years to really write 10 good minutes. Like the jokes you see on my Netflix special, like I went to every casino and theater, and I went up on open mics, literally.
Like testing them out?
Yeah. I mean, I was known when I would headline at, let's say, at the Ice House, they have a secondary stage where they just have open mics at the same time for just comics starting out. So while my opening acts were going up, I would actually be trying out brand new jokes.
You'd slip into the other room with up-and-coming comics?
Yeah. You have to just keep whittling down these jokes. And wow. And the thing that makes stand-up brutally hard is not just about the writing. It's not just about the performing. It's a combination of everything.
You're like an incredibly polite guy. I mean, your stand-up routine, it's raunchy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's profanity. You're using nasty words for your wife, for your daughters.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No, I'm just curious, like what is that part of the act? Or is that required? Or you feel like it's necessary to... to get a vibe for the room, or what role does that play?
Yeah, I think in stand-up comedy, there's a bit of kind of there's a bit of pro wrestling to it, where like if you're the Nature Boy Ric Flair, you're kind of being, you know, wheeling, dealing, styling, profiling guy, but then when the camera's on, he just turns that up to 10. So I've never consciously thought about this, but it's more of like, okay, when I'm on stage, I just kind of know the voice, my stand-up voice. And I think that it's important to know what your voice is on stage.
Did your wife think you went over the top or crossed the line at any point?
No, she's really good about it. That's why I married her. I think that's but it's, you know, Tran, the reason why we're married is because Tran and I have an exact same sensibility of what we love in comedy.
That's actor and comedian Ken Jeong. You can see his new stand-up special tomorrow on Netflix. Oh, and I do have to share this. Before Ken left our studio, he told me about the first time he performed in front of a crowd. It was at a high school talent show.
I sang this Lionel Richie song, Three Times a Lady.
I mean, if you felt like closing out our conversation with that, I would not complain at all.
Yeah.
Yes, you're once, twice, three times a David I love you.
My life will never be the same. My life will never be the same.
Shut up, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Please.
You
now you may speak.
Thank you. That means everything.
You once, twice, three times.